The last 2 months have been pretty dark times for me. I've suffered a lot with folks in the parish who are suffering and have doubted my abilities as a healer and as a shepherd. When the Christmas cards and greetings came in, many of them from you, the parishioners, they really helped. But I got one card together with a rare and rarer thing, a handwritten letter, that particularly brought me to tears and got a good message to me. It was a letter from a woman I barely remember. She was a student at UK in the 80s when I was at the Newman Center there. And here's some of what she wrote in this Christmas letter. It's the first time I've heard from her since she left UK. I want to tell you what an impact that you've had on my life. Actually, there's not enough room here to adequately express that, but I'll try to summarize. When I was at UK, I was around the Newman Center a little bit, but not very much. You were so kind and welcoming, even at a time when I was not living out my faith very well. I never felt that you thought negatively of me, but you just kept encouraging me. I remember that I gave in the early 2000s a parish mission at my home parish in northern Kentucky for an Advent mission. And she makes reference to that as the next time our paths intersected. Says, you came up to northern Kentucky and gave a parish mission. You mentioned Isaiah chapter 11 and talked about it at length. The quote was, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse. I talked and used that as a metaphor there, that quote from Isaiah, you know, saying that when your plans get cut off at the knees, whether it's, you know, you're not going to wind up being in the profession you thought, or you failed the test, or your marriage ended, or your spouse died, or whatever else it may be, and it's gone, and it's just like a stump there. You think, well, there's no use to a stump, you know, that God very often uses that as the starting ground for the real growth, and the shoot shall sprout from the stump. She said, that stuck with me. That gave me such hope during some difficult times. I have felt like a stump. But trusting in God, I know that new life can sprout forth. It's been so inspirational that a couple years ago, I started my own business, and I call it Sprout Enterprises. It has a ministry division, Sprouting Stump Ministries, directly referencing that inspirational line from Isaiah. I found a priest I worked closely with and put on parish missions and days of reflections and reflection booklets. I'm hoping to expand out more. And she goes on for a while and then says, the point of writing you is to acknowledge your pivotal role in all of this. Oh, that was confidence that I needed it badly at that time. It was a great, great message. In our scriptures tonight, our response is, today is born our Savior. Christmas isn't just a pleasant remembering of a past event. It's a participation in the coming of God into the world as a human being now. An experience of a renewal of faith and of hope and of love that this gives. We heard the words, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. We heard that the grace of God appears today and trains us so we are eager to do what is good. And in the gospel story, we heard that in the midst of government cruelty, in the midst of poverty, a Savior is born with an angelic announcement of glory and peace. All of this touched my very being from the scriptures, but none of it touched it as much as through the note that I received from the woman who wrote me that Christmas letter. One of the devil's darkest tactics is to accuse us into thinking that we are defined by our darkest times and our darkest sins, our failures. But Christ today pierces the dark night of sin with the light of his incarnation. This Christmas, his light is so bright that it cannot be contained by time and space. And so today is born our Savior. The incarnation reaches us today through ordinary people who have themselves been forgiven and transformed by his light. Christmas happens and continues to happen through the faces of friends, wives, husbands, children, co-workers, strangers. This Christmas, as we, friends, family members, co-workers, and strangers, gather to be nourished by the real presence of the Savior in the feed box, we accept that light in the darkness for ourselves, and we also are strengthened and inspired to share it. We share it through words that we speak, words that we write. We share it through acts of kindness and generosity and patience, especially those with those who need it the most. We help others to know that in Jesus shoots sprout from stumps of our lives, that glory can be found in the midst of oppression and poverty, that death can give birth to life in and through this Jesus who is with us today. This is my grateful Christmas greeting and challenge to you. May it give you light and hope as you have given it to me.